The Office of Hawaiian Affairs now has its third chairperson in as many months, and there's no indication that the agency's longstanding reputation for dysfunctionality will translate into a productive working relationship anytime soon. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has today's reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Well, it has not been a quiet week in the OHA boardroom.
No, it's not been a quiet couple of months, actually. The vote was...
Or years. You know,
yeah, exactly. There's only 9 trustees, so it just takes 5 of them in order to affect a leadership change. That's what happened yesterday. 5 trustees voting to remove Rowena Akana as chair. 3 people abstained. Rowena Akana herself voted no. Le Ahuisa, because she was the vice chair, becomes the acting chair. It's not clear when they're going to have a vote on a more permanent chair, but that's expected to be scheduled. My guess is probably sometime later this month. But as you noted at the top, this is their third chair in 3 months, and it comes at a time when OHA is dealing with all sorts of things, not just leadership crisis.
We're talking lawsuits.
Yeah. And this is one of the things that Dan Ahuna, one of the trustees, said to Akana yesterday, why they wanted to remove her was she filed a lawsuit to find out more about Kamanaupono's contract, Kamanaupono Crab's contract. He's the CEO. Akana wants him gone. Ahuna called it a lawsuit. Akana called it a declaratory judgment. One way or another, it's another legal dispute involving OHA. And that was just one of the reasons that people cited for Akana's removal.
And she didn't go quietly either.
No, she had some digs for people. Peter Apo mentioned the sexual harassment settlement, got a dig in against Honani Apoliona, the former trustee who was replaced by Kaylee Akina in the elections. She was just, you know, sounding off. This is her last chance, really, to as chair. My guess is Rowena Akana will not be quiet going forward either. She's never been one to hold back on her views. In her defense, she felt she strongly was doing what was best for OHA. She in particular wants a forensic audit of its management, its expenses, and that's one of the issues that OHA will be considering, whether to have an audit going forward.
But what about the state auditor? I mean, is that what we're going to have really to make this agency move from soap opera to an effective agency that's representing the beneficiaries appropriately?
That's already happening. It's something that's required, a periodic review from the auditor. It's something that happens with all government agencies, and that's going to be commencing later this month. But Akana wants a higher scrutiny of an audit, a forensic one, maybe trying to find fraud, waste, and abuse. Meanwhile, Akina wants an independent audit, somebody outside of government. So one way or another, there will be an audit. The state audit office will be going forward with their examination.
So we may get 1, 2, or 3 audits, and somehow, wherever those points of truth and converge, whatever confluence is there, that may be where the real story emerges, too.
Yeah, so there are more to come with the Office of Hawaiian Affairs in 2017.
And maybe 18 or going forward. I mean, if the past is any prologue to the future, oh, well. Thank you. Talk to you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
You too, Beth Ann. Thanks.
And we hear from Chad Blair at Civil Beat every day when he drops by with the reality check.